Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. Chef Sheldon Simeon was born and raised on the Big Island of Hawaii. And he tells us in his new cookbook, Cook Real Hawaii. Both sides of his family are originally from the Philippines, and both sides of his family tree are filled with amazing cooks. Food has always been an integral part of Sheldon Simeon's own life and an integral to the story of his culture. He writes, Hawaii food, or what we call local food, tells a story of where we come from. It is embedded in every part of our language, our songs, our jokes. We celebrate it every chance we get. It doesn't just fill our bellies, it keeps us being who we are. In Cook Real Hawaii, Sheldon Simeon, along with co-author Garrett Snyder, share the history, recipes, and traditions that are essential to Hawaiian culture. Sheldon Simeon is a chef and owner of Tin Roof Restaurant in Maui, and you might recognize him from Top Chef, where he was a two-time finalist and a two-time fan favorite. I am so happy he joins us now on the show. Welcome.
Aloha. Aloha. Good morning. Great to be here.
You open your book by talking about your life growing up on the Big Island and your family's parties, which are kind of well known in the community. What was cooking to your family?
Cooking for my family was a gathering. It was always a moment where everyone would come together and celebrate each other, but it was always surrounded by food. And, you know, every celebration was held at my home, whether it was a birthday party or someone's high school graduation. It was the Simeon residence that was cooking for that occasion.
What were some of the dishes that family members were known for, or that you associate with family members who would bring to these gatherings?
Yeah, there would also always be Filipino influences like pancit noodles and a pork guisantes dish, but there also be a Japanese influence like a chicken heka or Portuguese fried donut malasadas. So all these different cultures I grew up around, and it all benefited me becoming a chef.
Yeah, what did growing up in a family of great cooks teach you about food that you were able to engage with and use when you went to culinary school?
You know, I always took it for granted. I was like, on the weekends, it was butchering animals or prepping for a large gathering that would bring me a life of food that I got to share these moments with people. And I'm just so thankful that I get to share now Hawaii cuisine to the world and what it's all about.
You write about early in the book, your early kitchen jobs, and you write, even when I wasn't the best chef on the line, I made sure I was the hardest working. When was a time in your career when this work ethic really made a difference?
I think it made a difference when I knew I had a knack for it, and that was at Aloha Mixed Plate. I was just a dishwasher, and I seen myself loving the fast pace of the restaurant, and I could see myself actually getting better each day, being much more efficient, and that's where I made a decision that I want to become the chef of that restaurant. And I put my head down, and in a few years, from dishwasher to executive chef.
My guest is Sheldon Simeon. We're talking about his new cookbook, Cook Real Hawaii. Now, there's a section at the beginning of the book dedicated to the history of Hawaii. And you go into detail about the, quote, crooked and cruel plantation system that relied on the labor of exploited immigrant groups, particularly workers from China and Japan. Why was it important for you to write about this, and what do you want people to understand about this history when we start to think about Hawaiian food and culture?
Yeah, I definitely thought that was important to shed a light on that part of Hawaii's history. You know, everything has been in the media always, Elvis Presley doing a concert in Waikiki and sandy beaches and palm trees, but there is this dark-rooted history that laid the rest of time for Hawaii, and it influenced everything that we did. Without the plantations, there wouldn't have my families and all these Chinese immigrants and Japanese immigrants that would later influence so many different things that we celebrate in Hawaii. So it was important for me to speak about that.
And you write about now, the food, living, breathing food culture of Hawaii today is a direct product of its past. How did you want to show us this in your cookbook, Cook Real Hawaii?
I think with the stories of each recipe in the book, it goes through these hard times and also celebrated times where we see a culture that's about community, about taking care of our land. And it's been a wild ride to showcase you know, all these recipes that are so dear to my heart.
What is something that people think about Hawaiian cooking that you want them to just get it out of their mind? Don't ever think about it again. It's just no, stop.
I just had this conversation as of, hey, I love pineapple and ham pizza. Let's get away from calling it Hawaiian, though.
My guest is Sheldon Simeon. The name of his book is Cook Real Hawaii. So how do you suggest home cooks use the recipes in this book? There's like a frequently asked questions section, which I thought was kind of interesting because I'm guessing people might feel a little bit intimidated.
Yeah, I think people at first glance think that Hawaii cuisine is this exotic, some kind of cuisine that you can get ingredients only that you can only find in Hawaii. But a lot of these ingredients and these recipes rely on things that was just lying around. So they're simple, they're straightforward. And it was my goal that to have recipes that make people feel like they could be successful in the kitchen. And they're just simple and delicious.
So what is the concept of the plate lunch?
Yeah, the concept of the plate lunch came from those times where all these different cultures worked at the plantation fields. So at lunchtime, all of them would sit around in a circle. Each would have their protein put in the middle, and everyone would have a bowl of rice. So, you know, a Japanese worker would bring their sukiyaki. A Filipino worker would bring their adobo, and then Portuguese worker will bring their vinha doce, and everyone starts to share, and these flavors start to mend together. And eventually that idea found its way into restaurants and created the plate lunch.
You write about pupus, specifically heavy pupus, a spread of appetizers so bountiful and grand that you could graze like a gazelle on the savannah until completely stuffed. So what are the roots of Hawaiian pupu culture?
The roots of Hawaiian pupu culture is the idea of sitting around a table with your family and being able to share and pick a little bit of everything. And growing up, it was never a plate for yourself where you had your protein and your starch and all that. It was a whole table that was filled with all these different dishes, and you get to pick and choose what you want to eat. And it's my way of my favorite way of entertaining and my favorite way of eating.
So let's talk about one of the recipes you have in here that one might see in a pupu spread. Shoyu dip with sesame crunch?
Yeah.
What goes into that?
Yeah, so my dad, growing up, you make do with what you had in your refrigerator. And our salads were the simple dressing of soy sauce and mayonnaise. But it's crazy that something simple like that, I was able to elevate it and put a sesame crunch on top of it, and you get to eat it with all these different vegetables and crudités, and it's such a fun, delicious dish.
My guest is Sheldon Simeon, and the name of his book is Cook Real Hawaii. And you're in Hawaii right now, right?
I am. I'm staring in my backyard up at the West Side Mountains.
And it's very early, correct?
It is very early. I've got to get the kids up for school soon. So
we won't hold you too long. And thank you so much for getting up so early. I do want to talk about coconut shrimp recipe, which we've posted on our All of It website. And it's not your typical shredded coconut fried shrimp recipe that people, that tourists, that you made for tourists at Aloha Mixed Plate. This one is really different. Why did you decide to reimagine coconut shrimp? And how is your recipe different?
Yeah, I think that's one of those recipes where people think that coconut shrimp has been passed down for generations and generations of family, but it was something that was created for tourists and guests alike. And I was just tired of seeing another cookbook with coconut shrimp. So I reimagined it to something that we would more likely to be eaten at home, and that was, you know, honey walnut shrimp. And we kind of adjusted it to add some coconut in there, and I think it's one of the best recipes in the cookbook.
You write a bit about Hawaiian grilling. What is specific about Hawaiian grilling?
Well, it's the first form of cooking, and the Hawaiians, you know, they had these complex ways of grilling, and it started with them, from cooking underneath the ground in the imu or on top of hot lava rocks or coals, and all the different cultures that came to Hawaii, they brought their flavors based, and it kind of layered that hibachi action story. So it's fun to see the different cultures come together when it's on top of the grill, and I love it. He's smelling Korean flavors at a Filipino household. That's what you get here in Hawaii.
There's a dish that you associate with your lake mom, Juanita Janet Joanne Moreno Simeon, Mickey noodles. It's on page 183. You call it your ultimate death row meal. What sets Mickey noodles apart from other noodle dishes for you?
For me, it's such a simple dish. It's based on chicken noodle soup. It's just something simple about noodles. They're solely simmering in a warm, savory broth that just feels like a bowl of hugs to me. And every time I cook that dish, the memory of my mom is so vibrant every time I take a sip from the soup. And it's just one of those dishes that so simple, but has so much meaning.
A bowl of hugs. I love that. My guest is Sheldon Simeon. Cook Real Hawaii is the book. I want to ask you just quickly about being a finalist on Top Chef. You're voted fan favorite twice. What can you explain to us the impact of that on your career?
You know, coming from Hawaii, you learn to be soft-spoken and, you know, like, respect your elders and never be boastful about it. That's the way that I was just brought up. And you get thrown into a show like Top Chef where you have to fight to be seen and, you know, just, like, prove yourself. And it was a wild ride for sure. And the opportunities that has come afterwards has just been amazing. I've traveled all around the world and all over the country, and to be able to share my culture, to share our traditions of Hawaii and have this platform, I'm just very thankful for that, for Top Chef, for that reason.
What is something it taught you about being a chef and being a restaurant owner?
Top Chef taught me to not to be so hard on yourself, and that, hey, you can do amazing things. The parameters that they put you in is you're not supposed to be successful. You know, it's crazy, these challenges that you go through, and to be able to come out of this other side successful and actually, you know, win a few. It's shown me that you gotta give yourself a little credit that you can make things happen.
You have your own restaurants, Tin Roof in Maui. But you said that you still think of yourself as a glorified line cook. I'm curious, do you think it's a good mindset to keep yourself a little bit hungry and humble?
I think so. You know, I say that because that's where I cut my teeth, and I have, you know, the utmost respect for my line cooks. I understand those long, gritty hours of just trying to make it as a young cook, and I still find myself wanting to go back and, you know, scrub the floors at night and break down the hotline. And yeah, it's where I learned the most, and I learned the most about myself when I was still a young cook. So it's good to stay connected to that era.
Part of who you are. The name of the cookbook is Cook Real Hawaii. Sheldon Simeon has been my guest. Sheldon, thank you so much for joining us.
Right on. Mahalo so much. Thank you.